Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah, the day before the big tiul to the Negev, being learned live from not Yerushalayim Hilton Mevaseret, but from Ramat Beit Shemesh, here together with Saba. Once again, we are learning Yaimi, and we are up to Shin Lamed Gimel Sif Aleph Sheloi Lefanois Oitzar B'Shabbos. These are the halachas concerning a storehouse and going ahead and taking the contents from the storehouse and emptying it out. We'll see what this is all about. Aleph, Otzer Shel Tfua, concerning a storehouse of grain, O Shel Kadeh Yayin, or barrels of wine, afal pisha mutter l'stapek mimenu, even though it is permitted to go ahead and take the contents from these storehouses, asur lahaschil bo lefanoso ela l'dvar mitzvah. You're not allowed to go ahead and move from this, remove the grain or barrels of wine from the storehouse unless it is done for Lidvar Mitzvah, for the sake of a mitzvah. For example, Kagon, Shepinu Lachnosis Orchim, if you're removing the contents to accommodate guests, oh, Likvoabo base medrash, or to go ahead and transform the room into a base medrash. V'ketzad mifaneu, and how does one clear the room? Im haya otzar gadol mifana mimenu chamesh kupois. If the storage room is large, then one mifane mimenu chamesh kupos. The way he clears it is you are not allowed to remove any more than five boxes. Each one, look at the Rama, shebechol kupa shlosha soim. You can't go ahead and remove any more than five boxes, each one containing three saw. And he says, Lo hayabo ela chamesh kupos, but what if there are only five boxes worth of tvua in the first place? Mifane mehem arba kupos. You only remove four of them. Why? Aval kulo lo yifani. You can't take out all five. Shema yavo la shvos gumos. Because what might happen is, if you remove them, there's a concern that if you take out all of them, you will even the ground. This is what's called hashvos gumos, which could either be a lacha of bona or of, right, which is a concern that you're going to have when you clear out the whole storehouse on Shabbos. Now, what is the issue here, Bichlal? What is this issue of, what's the problem if you clear out the contents of a storehouse on Shabbos, and why can you not do this except for the sake of a mitzvah? So, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Aleph, Shemutter, Listapek Mimenu, so he says, Lemachaloi, Ulemachal Behemto. You're allowed to go ahead and take the contents from the storehouse for your own eating, if it's a barrels of wine, for your own drinking, or tvua for your animals, because none of this stuff is muksa. She'eno mukta. The grain is not muksa. Tekaimelon karabi shimon, de les le muksa Ella Bigrogreras Vitzimukim Sheniach Liabshach. We hold that food that is edible is not mukta, even if it's stored away in a storehouse where you didn't have in mind to use it, but now you decide you're going to use it. That's still considered prepared for use, even though you were makta from your das. You didn't think you were going to use it, but since it is food we hold, like Rabbi Shimon, that this is not mukta. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's mukta. We pass like Rabbi Shimon, that the only time you have mukta, if you go back to the halachas of mukta, is by grogeres v'tzimukim sheniach liyavsha. When a guy goes and puts up on the roof figs and grapes to go ahead and dry, and it becomes unedible, and you doche it the adayim, and you push it off before Shabbos, that makes it mukta. Those items are mukta. But regular edible food, even though you did not have in mind to use, let's say, for example, you have ice cream that you put in a freezer in your basement that you did not have in mind to go ahead and eat it on Shabbos, and you decide you want to go now and eat it on Shabbos. That's not mukta, because it's ice cream. You didn't have in mind to use it. You put it in a freezer downstairs. You weren't going to use it for Shabbos. That does not make it mukta. So the same thing here. You have the grain in a storehouse. It's not mukta. The only time it's mukta is begogeres and simukin sheniach liyavshan, where you put it up to dry. Mishum didachina biyadayim. What makes it mukta is, number one, you cast it aside with a maisa. You put it away. Plus, at the Bein HaShmashos, it was not lochazin ad sheis yavshu. It was not roi to be eaten until it would dry out, and would only dry out on Shabbos. It was in the process of drying out during Bein HaShmashos. So it was a combination of dechia biyadayim, and also that it was not roi l'achila. So even if you doche the ice cream biyadayim and put it in a freezer right before Shabbos to put it away, that would not make it mukta, because it is not something that is unedible during Bein HaShmashos. The chap of Grogeres and Simukit is, it was in an inedible stage during Bein HaShmashos when you put it up to dry out. Only when it dried out on Shabbos would it become Roy Lechila, and by then it was too late. It would be mukta. Kamosha Kasu b'Simin Shin Yud. We learned this in Simin Shin Yud. Sif Beis. Go check it out again. Mikom Makom. Im Eina Rotza L'Stapek Mimenu. So what's this Isser here? So the halacha here is, let's say you don't want to go ahead and use it to eat, but you just want to go ahead and clear out all the contents. And you decide, all you're doing, you don't want to take it, but you're starting a Lahaskil Bola Fanoso. You're going to empty out the storehouse. Asur lasos came. You're not allowed to do it. L'davar arishus. You can't do it for just some non-mitzvah. Let's say you want to clear it out in order to go ahead and play chess. Okay? Assuming it's not a davar mitzvah on Shabbos. Okay? Batam mishum, what's the reason? Mishum tircha, mishum uvdun dechol. And the reason is, because this is an isser of either an isser of tircha yisera, which we've seen numerous times, many times, the isser of tircha on Shabbos, or because of uvdun dechol, weekday-like, non-Shabbistic activity, one of those two possible Isurei Derabanan. No, and also, let's move on. Sif Katon Beis. Asur Lahaschil. The Isur is to start emptying out the storehouse. Hainu Afilu Pachos Biarba V'Chamesh Kupos. That is, even if you're emptying it out where it's less than four or five kupos at a time. Umashma. And it's mashma dim hischil me erev Shabbos. It's mashma implies that if you started before Shabbos, then shari lefanoise b'shabbos, then you'd be able to go ahead and empty it out, pachas me'arba chavesh kupos, even for what? Aflu dvarishus, even for a dvarishus. Gimel, lefanoise, aval mutter lasos shvil beraglov, lekan ulekan, derech halichasoi v'yitziyaso, deze lo havi bechlal pinui. So he's saying here that you're not allowed to start emptying out the otzar, except for a dvar mitzvah, but what you're allowed to do, he says, is it's permissible to make a path with your feet, with your feet in both directions, so that you can go in derech halichaso v'yitziyaso, so that you can go in and out. There's lo havi b'chlal pinui. This is not considered clearing out the storehouse. It wasn't part of the iser of clearing out of pinui otzar, of clearing out the otzar. Da'lil advar mitzvah. It's going to be okay for advar mitzvah. Da'afilu b'inyin sheyesh bo torach yoser. Even if there's going to be a great torach, kigon lag biyam u shalsham b'chalonos shebakosel, O loridam bisulomos, O lataltalam mi gag legag. This is going to be okay, even in a scenario where there is great tircha, and you'd be allowed to go ahead and do it in a way where if it's necessary to lower boxes out the window, or to carry them down ladders, or move them from one roof to another, it would be okay. Again, all assuming that it would be done lidvar mitzvahs. But you have to, when you do it, you have to do it chamesh kupos. You have to do five boxes that each one has three saw, as the Ramah says. And the Mishnah Brura, hey, chamesh kupos, v'lo yoser, it can't be more than chamesh kupos because of the issue of tircha, k'noy mele'el b'siv katan alef. This is even when it's for devar mitzvah. And finally, the Shulchan Aruch had said, aval, when you have five kupos, that's all you have in the storehouse, then you only can take four, because there's a concern of Shema Yavo Lahashvos Gumos, Mishnah Brura Sivkatan Vav, Hainu Shema Yira Gumos Bekarkos HaOtzar, because maybe you'll see some holes or things like that in the ground of the Otzar, and you'll go and you'll smooth it out. Vafilu Ein Shem Ela Shalosh, O Arba Kupos Aser, even if there's only three or four, the idea is you can't be mefane kulo. So just to sum it all up, the Shulchan Aruch here asers clearing out a warehouse on Shabbos unless it's for the sake of a mitzvah, and it's aser basically to do this on Shabbos either because it's tircha yaseira or it's uvda dechol, and the he gives examples of mitzvahs that allow one to clear it out, making room for guests, or to make a base medrash. And when clearing out the room for the sake of a mitzvah, it is permitted, even if there is considerable exertion to clear out the room. Of course, if you have to, as we just said, lower boxes out the window or carry them down ladders. But when clearing out the warehouse, you can only remove up to five boxes. And if there are only five boxes in the room, one cannot remove any more than four of those boxes. And the Shulchan Aruch will see coming up in Sif Gimel, he explains that the allowance to remove up to five boxes is going to be per guest. So if they're going to be five guests, each one will be, can remove up to five boxes altogether. And again, this is not, altogether. So you could have, if you have five guests, you could have then 25 boxes worth of three saw to remove. Going and taking stuff out is not going to be a problem because muktzah does not apply to even the grain in a storehouse that could be fed to animals and things like that. Adkan.